Hello, this is Radio Kate here. I am in a secret location somewhere in the heart of London, and I have just been welcomed into the I've got my official entrance certificate into the Marmarati First Circle.
There are indeed.
There are certificates being given out at this very moment. In this room is a select group of people who are Marmite lovers, and I have just discovered that the Lord Marmarati, who's presented me my certificate, has a civilian name and his civilian job. Wow, I'm not entirely sure I should really tell you it. Quite exciting. Next to me, right next to me, is Matt Burgess. And he tells me, he promises me that he is actually the real-life managing director of Marmite. Come on, is that really true? Are you pulling my leg? Because I'm going to look like an idiot if you are. Are you?
No, I am indeed the real managing director of Marmite, yes.
Wow. That's kind of cool. If you like Marmite, that's cool.
Yeah, I guess for half the people who love it, that would be really great. And for the other half of the population, they'd think that's kind of crap job. But there we are.
Now, we were just having a brief conversation about the different special editions. Now, I'm an absolute sucker for special editions. On my shelf in my kitchen, I have four jars of Marmite. I've got my normal one because I think it's a classical, iconic design. I have got my Guinness Marmite. I've got my Valentine's Day, apparently champagne-infused Marmite. And I've got my, oh yes, Ashes Victory Marmite, which I've just been rubbing into a guy over here from Australia who's been going, shush, shush about the Ashes. So how do you decide what are you going to do as a limited edition?
Well, we always try and do something really different. So I was saying to you before, Kate, the first one we came up with was really because it came out of a problem. So we started to run out of yeast in the UK, and I got really very concerned that we couldn't possibly, for Marmite, take French yeast. That I think would be a real problem. So we're in a pub in Burton-on-Trent near the factory one night about 4 or 5 years ago, and I said to the guys, where do we get the yeast from? Have we got all the yeast in the UK? And one of the guys who's here tonight said, no, well, we've got it all, Matt, but we don't have one type of yeast, which is Guinness yeast. To which, obviously, I said, well, why don't we take Guinness yeast? And he said, well, you don't want that because it makes it taste funny. And that moment was the moment where we started going, hang on a minute, what do you mean it tastes funny? And I think it was the next week we got hold of some Guinness-enriched Marmite, and that is where the limited edition came from. The key thing about limited editions is we always try and keep you guessing. We always try and come from a different angle, something different, so we're not predictable. There will not be a limited edition in 2010. Sorry to disappoint, but keep you guessing.
But I was going to design it for you. I've just been talking to your art guy, and I go, no, I could do that for you. No, you're not. No,
not.
It could be really, really limited. Just one jar for me. How about that?
We can do that. We could do that in a different way. But for
really? Like, actually? Well, I will hold you to that.
Well, I'm sure we can sort something out for you, Kate. But we will come back. We'll do something back in 2011. We've already got planned what we're going to do for 2012. It's an obvious one if you think about it, but we've got a great idea for that. A big idea for that.
I'm maybe guessing something sporting, perhaps.
Yeah.
In
yeah,
London,
yeah.
Maybe.
That'll be the context, but if you can guess what we're going to do, I'll be impressed.
Okay, am I allowed to have one guess?
Go on.
If I'm right, will you tell me?
Not on your tape, no.
I am going to guess London Pride yeast, because London will be so proud to have the Olympics. Oh, hang on, more people want their certificates.
We can wait.
No, please go ahead. These people need to be inducted into the Marmarati.
Sophie, I've certainly got one for you as well.
Oh, should we be saying
this? You really are sadly toxic. What a bitter disappointment.
Tom, for you, and it is a very long name.
It's a slightly odd-looking pirate dude who has basically Sophie made us all wear blindfolds earlier so we could do a tasting of the potentially new Marmites. So we tasted three different Marmites earlier on, just while this certificates thing's going on. Personally, I preferred the first one. I thought it was lighter, it was tastier. The second one tasted... I'm just mentioning the Marmites that they were earlier. I'm saying that, to me, the second one tasted a little bit like cheap crisps, beef crisps. I'm sorry, that's an honest opinion. The third one was kind of strong. nice, but you wouldn't want to spread too much on your toast. Anyway, so those are the things we tasted today. Who knows what will actually happen to them? Do we know? Will they become the next?
Well, we're going to obviously take what's been put in the treasure trove. We're going to take it on board. We're going to make sure that we take as many comments as we possibly can, and there will be. Well, of course, you know, I hope you're being discreet with this and your listeners as well, Kate. But there'll be obviously a second version of XMO, which is what we're. My word, that was a scary voice. So there'll be a second version which we're going to then send out to the people that we'd like you to help us recruit, so that we have 200 absolute lovers at the heart. I mean, you're obviously in the inner sanctum now, but you know, we would like a kind of a slightly broader base to make our decisions on. So, you know, XMO version 2 is what to expect next.
So if you love Mama and you're listening to this, you basically need to message me at Radio Kate on Twitter. And I can, you know, I've got the dude sitting next to me, so this is all good. Now, the other thing is, you were saying about British yeast is important to you. Marmite is a very British thing. How do you? I mean, how much is it exported around the world? Obviously, Australia's got Vegemite, probably. But I mean, do other places in the world like Marmite?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably surprising. So Marmite is big in Malaysia. It's very big in South Africa. We sell reasonable amounts in the Netherlands. We sell good amounts in Canada. So really, wherever the old British Empire touched, there's a pretty... Oh, Sri Lanka. Sorry, I missed Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, it is a huge product in Sri Lanka. Believe it or not, it is massive. So if you go to Sri Lanka, you'll find it in every store in Sri Lanka. So wherever the old British Empire touched, there's Marmite there. And so
this is your 100th anniversary, right?
Well, we're... What, Marmite, the age of Marmite? No, we're an hour.
Now, I mean.
Well, we're
all Marmite.
Say that again, sorry.
Is it your 100th anniversary?
No. We're 107.
107, oh my goodness, I'm
we'll
so sorry.
We'll be 108.
You look so good for your age.
We'll be 108 by the turn of the year, so please put the extra 8 years on. So.
And if you're trying to introduce Marmite to somewhere new, I mean, it is kind of one of those love it or hate it type flavours. Actually, I kind of like it. Is that wrong? But how do you market something like this in a country where, you know, it's such a love hate? If you're not used to that flavour, how do you get around that? How do you introduce people to it?
Well, I mean, the places I mentioned to you, Marmite's been on sale for decades there, so people have become accustomed to the flavour profile, frankly. So yeah, it's a bit of a big call to launch Marmite in a completely new place where people are not used to the taste. I think that's fair. It's a big challenge. So we won't be launching Marmite in France soon, I can promise you that. So you know, you will not be getting Marmite over when you go on holiday. So I think that's a relief for everyone, and probably the French, frankly.
Anywhere unusual that we might find it that we wouldn't expect it?
There are some thoughts we have, but if I told you that,
you'd have to kill me.
I would obviously have to kill you. So,
well, thank you very much for sharing those thoughts and for inviting me into the inner sanctum of Marmite. Yes, if you are a Marmite lover, just drop me a line. I'm not being paid for this, by the way. I just kind of like Marmite, and I like the jars. I think they're kind of cool. So, yeah, if you want to join this fun, then drop me a line at Radio Kate. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.